This is Jay Sekulow. The Freedom From Religion Foundation demands the removal of what they call obnoxious Gideon Bibles from a university hotel.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
It's now BYOB at the Northern Illinois University Campus Hotel. Bring your own Bible. A university spokesman tells the Chicago Tribune that the student center removed the Bibles from the rooms immediately after receiving a complaint. That complaint came from the Freedom From Religion Foundation co-president after she found a Bible in a drawer when visiting the campus for a speech.
We asked our legal staff to complain to NIU, and our legal fellow FFRF attorney Ryan Jane sent a letter on October the 20th stating in the letter in part, "Providing Bibles to home student center hotel guests sends the message that NIU endorses the religious texts, sends the message to non-Christian and non-religious guests that they should read the Bible, and specifically the version provided by the Gideons. Certainly, if guests want to read this text during their stay, they can bring their own copy or access any of the numerous churches or libraries near the university."
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
And of course, it's obnoxious for private hotels to have Gideon Bibles in their rooms because we pay a lot of money to be guests at these hotels, and they're telling us that we need to read a Bible, and they're telling non-believers that we should read this Bible that says we should be killed, and women to read a Bible that says they're inferior. And but when it's part of a public university, then that's also a state church issue.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
So this one takes the cake. And Northern Illinois University caved on this. And that is obnoxious Bibles. The obnoxious Bible, by the way, is the Gideon Bible that you see in every hotel in the United States. And actually around the world. And the Freedom From Religion Foundation sent a demand letter to the school, the college in Illinois, and said, remove these Bibles. And this college caved from Northern Illinois University just by getting a letter. Now, this is a group, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, like the American Atheist Union, that never wins a case. But they do this intimidation technique, and these Northern Illinois University, without any backbone, caves and removes the Gideon Bibles from the university hotel. This is, by the way, a university hotel. No one's mandating you open the Bible and read it. But this is an intimidation technique. And the fact is, these groups get away with it. Now, I want to say that we just had a victory, which we're going to talk about in the next segment, against the American Atheist Association, where they were trying to get rid of that Brandenburg Cross that's been there, and Jordan's been over there in Washington. And the court dismissed the lawsuit. And it was, an Obama appointee ruled against American Atheists. But, Jordan, the Freedom From Religion Foundation's reason for existence is intimidating or trying to intimidate schools like this.
That's exactly right. And so what they're trying to do is send a message of, if you don't do what we say, we're going to file a lawsuit. It's going to cost you money. And so these schools, trying to be politically correct, and it's not every school, but some of these schools quickly fold to Freedom From Religion Foundation because of a letter that they receive, basically complaining about the fact that they don't like these Bibles. And so yep. Some reason, because they're offended, you know, it's a constitutional crisis. These schools are worried about a lawsuit, and they immediately fold.
Annie Geller, the president of the organization, said they're grateful to NIU, that's Northern Illinois University, for so promptly making a decision to respect all of its hotel guests. And she also said how obnoxious in private hotels it'd be okay to have that obnoxious book in a private hotel, but it comes inappropriate and unconstitutional in state-run lodging. We're sending a Freedom of Information Act request off to the university. I'm going to find out exactly what happened, and we're going to go fight on this. Banning the Bible. Your reaction, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let me also say that a huge thank you to our donors. We had a huge response yesterday. We beat our goal again, 11th month in a row, because of your support of the ACLJ. We also have a brand new petition that is up right now. Don't ban the Bible. Defend it. You can sign that by going to ACLJ.org or calling us at 1-877-989-2255. We're going to include the number of people that have contacted us and send that information to this university, that we're going to be speaking out for you. Whatever state, I want representation from all 50 states. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more.
Once again, angry atheists want to eliminate religious speech. This time, the focus is on the Bible. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is demanding that the Bible be banned from university hotel rooms. That's right, Bibles donated by a Christian group are being targeted, actually banned from universities in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Iowa. The angry atheists call the Bible, quote, obnoxious, and make a false claim that the placement of Bibles in university hotel rooms is unconstitutional. Nothing could be further from the truth. These extremists are both legally and constitutionally wrong. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now. Add your name to a letter going to universities, a letter that spells out the truth. The Constitution protects religious speech. Don't ban the Bible. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
So we're dealing with the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Their companion group, the American Atheist Humanist Association, filed a lawsuit to remove the what's called the Brandenburg Cross or the Victory Cross in right outside of Washington, D.C. And Jordan, why don't you describe for everybody what that cross is? And I've got a good news report on that one.
Yeah, that's right. So this cross is a World War I memorial. It was erected in 1925 outside Washington, D.C. in Bladensburg, Maryland. And you can actually get there without going on any highways through southeast D.C. And eventually you get to a roundabout. And it's again, it's not an area. It's not really well known. So it's not like on the Monuments Trail in Washington, D.C. And of course, you know, again, it goes up in 1925, and in 2014, a federal lawsuit gets filed to try and have this cross removed because someone felt very uncomfortable when they drove by it.
Yeah. Now, here's the decision. So it was the judge was a U.S. District Court judge in Maryland, and it was a Obama appointee. But this is what the court wrote. Other courts have recognized that displaying a cross to honor fallen soldiers is a legitimate secular purpose and does not promote a religious message. Quoting the court then said, those who erected the cross intended simply to honor our nation's fallen soldiers. And the court then said that there was no violation. The court specifically said that the display of the cross is undeniably a religious symbol. The fact that the monument conveys some religious meaning does not cast doubt on the government's valid secular purpose for its display. And the court's acknowledgement of the secular purpose was honoring our fallen soldiers. But these are groups that were trying to get, they try to get removed, folks. They want to get removed things like, and this is just the nature of the situation. They tried to get removed crosses and Stars of David at Arlington Cemetery because it's government property, because that's the official burial place for soldiers. So this kind of ongoing harassment, if you will, is just kind of part and parcel for what they do. But we're fighting back on this, and it's a good decision there. That's going to be appealed. We'll be filing a brief as that case gets appealed. But meanwhile, in Northern Illinois University, Freedom From Religion Foundation engaged in a bullying technique, and they get the Bible banned. We've got a letter, by the way. I'm sending, first of all, Freedom of Information Act request number one. That's the first thing I'm going to send out. What that will do is we'll get all the documents to see why they caved to this organization so quickly. Number two, we are then going to send a demand letter back, which we want you to be part of. So we've got up right now at aclj.org a petition that really lays this out. Don't ban the Bible. Defend it. We want you to sign on to that at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Now, you do need to know a little bit about this group. So, Jordan, why don't you go through the litany of what the Freedom From Religion Foundation has gone after, and they've never won in court, but yet they get this school to buckle, and that's why we're fighting back, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. Oftentimes, it's the threat of a lawsuit, and if you're, again, if you get a school or the kind of the general counsel at a school who's concerned about a lawsuit, you see that that's really the only time they have victories, not when they ever go to court. You know, they've challenged the Pledge of Allegiance, One Nation Under God. This is a group which, and they put this right out with when they got the Northern Illinois University to make this decision. They put up on their website one of the items that they sell in their online store, which is a Bible warning label, which is has a skull and crossbones on it and says, "Warning, literal belief in this book may endanger your health and life." So that's their view. And they can have that view in the United States, but you see how they try to impose that on a Gideon's Bible. And so it's a group that they put up the provocative advertising.
Right.
They have the right to do that. But at the same time, they are also trying to force their views onto the American people and
right.
trying to take out basically our Judeo-Christian heritage.
So we've gotten a couple comments. I'm going to get to your phone calls too, by the way, at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. But let me say this. Jane on Facebook asks, is anybody forcing people to read these Bibles? Of course not. They're there for those that want to. People find solace in it when they're a hotel room. People, it's there. The Giddings have been doing this for decades. Ellen on Facebook writes, the squeaky wheel gets the attention. Well, what happened there? And I'm going to find out how squeaky that wheel was, Ellen, by doing this. I'm going to send a Freedom of Information Act request, and that Freedom of Information Act request is going to find out exactly why this college, university, caved like they did when the law clearly supports the Bibles being maintained there. Someone also asked, Pamela asked on Facebook, who is banning the Bible? Are they atheists? Not just atheists, militant atheists. And listen, this is Dan Barker, one of the co-presidents of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. This is him bragging about this, number six.
This is not the first time we've done this. We did the same thing at the University of Wisconsin and the University of Iowa after FFRF complained.
They cannot win in court, so they're trying this intimidation tactic. And that's what we're fighting back on. All right, we're going to go right to our phones. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Mike is calling from Des Moines, Iowa on line two. Hi, Mike.
Hey. The question I got, you know, I mean, this country's been, you know, it was based on Christianity. And then we got people like the atheists trying to push us out. I don't understand why they're trying to do it.
Because
now.
They are they're militant about their worldview. They would vehemently deny that we're based on a Judeo-Christian tradition, although our founders clearly acknowledge that. And they take this word. They can't succeed in court. This was, for instance, in this Brandenburg Cross case, this was an Obama, President Obama appointee, and a judge ruled the right way. So this is their attempt, in reality, this is their attempt to force their worldview by harassing a university. Now, this university should not have caved, so we've got to get to the bottom of this. And how we're going to get to the bottom is I'm going to send out a demand, a Freedom of Information Act request, and that's going to tell everybody exactly what happened. But, Jordan, this is their tactic. They can't win in court. This is what they do.
That's right. They try to intimidate. So, and it's all about trying to – and they didn't consider this a victory because, as you heard from Dan Barker, the head of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, because they complain. So they complain and they try to get victories that way. If they actually go into court, you look at this American Humanist Association, it's a very similar group trying to take down a war memorial from 1925 in Maryland that's a cross, 40 feet tall. It's been there again for over 80 years, nearly 90 years, and they lose when they go to federal court. But if they can get a victory without going to court just by complaining, you can see why it's exactly right that we need to know why this school folded so quickly.
And we're going to find that out. Ed's calling from Boise, Idaho. He's on line one. Hi, Ed.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. The Freedom From Religion Coalition is in Idaho now.
Yep.
And our government here that's supposed to be a Republican state seems to be doing nothing about it. We have
what specifically, Ed, let me ask you this. What specifically is the Freedom From Religion Foundation doing in Idaho?
Right now, they're just going around trying to intimidate people. They seem to be extremely good at that.
Well, let me tell you why they're doing it now, and Jordan will be able to address this too. Because guess what's about to go up in town squares across the country? Nativity scenes. And they don't like those nativity scenes. And the courts have held nativity scenes are constitutional, but they They don't like it. So what they do is they fight it. And when they fight it, what they try to do, again, they're not going to win in court. They're going to do this by intimidation. And so if they're organizing right now in Idaho, Ed, which it sounds like they are, Jordan, that's because they want to find out where the zone. They try to get people in various states to be, basically report on towns that put up a nativity scene or a menorah.
That's right. And they're looking for, you know, clients, people who they can represent, people who can join in their complaint, their initially the complaint letter, and then ultimately the threat of the lawsuit, that they have to find those folks. But again, exactly right. It's the holiday season. Towns are starting to put up their Christmas displays, already have started in many places. Yep. And so they're going to be looking for, and sometimes it's small towns, sometimes it's capital cities that they try to threaten and try to have take down or be afraid to put up their nativity scenes and Christmas displays.
Yeah, I'm going to play for everybody right now. This is from Dan Barker talking with Annie Geller, the co-presidents here, bragging about this. And then I'm going to ask you to take some direct action here. Take a listen to three.
Another victory from high school to the college level. This one was easy and fast.
Yes, and Dan, you kindly chauffeured me when I was asked to speak at Northern Illinois University in DeKalb, Illinois. And you said, gee, you should look and make sure there isn't a Gideon Bible in our hotel room. And I was the skeptic, and I opened three drawers, no Bible. The fourth drawer, the bedside table, there it was. I was shocked.
She was shocked that in a hotel room, there was a Gideon Bible. This is shocking to the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And Northern Illinois University caved. Completely caved. Understand that, everybody. Completely caved. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to send first a Freedom of Information Act request that's going to go to Northern Illinois University and get all the background on this. They'll have to respond. That's the law. Number two, we're going to send a demand letter saying that you caved for no reason and that thousands of Americans are objecting to this from Illinois, from all 50 states. So here's what we need you to do. Go to ACLJ.org right now or 1-877-989-2255. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And what I want you to do is sign that petition to defend the Bible. Don't ban it. It is literally that simple. We've got 100,000 signatures so far. I want to move that up to 150,000. ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. For those of you on Facebook or on Periscope, I'm sending out a letter today. You'll be getting it about this very topic, so we encourage you to look something like this. And that letter's coming out today. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. No banning of the Bible. More when we come back from the break.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. Once again, angry atheists want to eliminate religious speech. This time, the focus is on the Bible. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is demanding that the Bible be banned from university hotel rooms. That's right, Bibles donated by a Christian group are being targeted, actually banned from universities in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Iowa. The angry atheists call the Bible, quote, obnoxious, and make a false claim that the placement of Bibles in university hotel rooms is unconstitutional. Nothing could be further from the truth. These extremists are both legally and constitutionally wrong. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now. Add your name to a letter going to universities, a letter that spells out the truth. The Constitution protects religious speech. Don't ban the Bible. Call now, 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
By the way, that's our band, Jacek LeBand, doing a version of the Great Bread song, Mother Freedom. Tonight on Facebook and probably Periscope as well, we're going to be recording a Christmas special that we're going to run on all our television networks. We're going to run the audio of it during Christmas week on radio as well. And I will tell you, you're going to be able to watch us perform it tonight and actually see the taping of the show and the band performing on Facebook and Periscope. So you may want to stay tuned for that. Their bragging continues about getting the Northern Illinois University to ban the Bible. You heard Annie Geller say she went through three drawers. It wasn't there, but the fourth drawer, there it was. And she couldn't even tolerate it being in the same room with the Bible. That's how concerned she was. Here's some more bragging, number five.
So the very next day, we heard from the general deputy general counsel from NIU, and they said that they are removing any of these Bibles from their hotel guest rooms. And so that was a fast and easy victory, as these all of these complaints really should be like this, and that reason has prevailed.
It pays to complain.
It pays to complain about a Bible, a Gideon Bible, in a hotel room. And Jordan, this shows you the kind of aggressive nature of the what you call the angry atheist.
That's right. That everything is a potential lawsuit and a challenge, and it's an affront to them. And again, as you hear in their comments, they it's all about the complaint mechanism. And so we see this time and time again. Can they get a victory without having to go to court? With just kind of hinting at the bare threat that they may take some kind of legal action, that the school, that the university, yep, that the city or town is potentially in violation. And what you're seeing from a lot of these places and who they pick on and get quick victories from, people that are very concerned about lawsuits, maybe financially, right. They're concerned about even having to go to court, even if they could win this. And so that's who oftentimes they pick on and try to get these quick, in their own words, their kind of victories without having to go to court.
Here's an interesting thing. You talk about the impact of these Gideon Bibles. We've got, this is why I love that we have the interaction between radio, Facebook, and Periscope. Seraphim from Facebook writes, "I was a lost man until I gained access to a Gideon Bible. It gave me hope." So there you go. Those Bibles make a difference. And, of course, that's why Annie Geller's fighting so aggressively against them. Johnny's calling from Colorado. He's on line three. Hi, Johnny.
Yes. How are you doing today?
Good. You're on the air, sir.
All right. Thank you. Jeez, where do I start? My question,
I'll tell you where you start. You start by going after the Northern Illinois University, which is what we're going to do. But go ahead, Johnny.
Right, and I'm going to be on board with you.
Thank you.
I guarantee you I will go sign the petition and
Great.
So will all my family and friends. As
Great.
For our house, we serve the Lord.
Great.
But my question is this. If they can do that and force a university to do something that they don't actually have to do,
yep,
then why can't we send them a letter just as threatening and force them off the Internet?
So you can't force them off the Internet. You can't censor the Internet. We're not advocating that. But here's what we do, Johnny. This happened in a day. So in a 24-hour period, they got this victory. And then it came out, you know, later in the press as they did releases. What we're going to do first is I'm going to send a Freedom of Information Act request to that university, which is going to be giving me all the documents that went between the Freedom from Religion Foundation and Northern Illinois University, or conversations. Then we're going to follow that up with a demand letter. And that demand letter is going to be from, right now, I will tell you the number. The demand letter right now is over 100,872 signatures, plus what's coming on phone calls today, which is over a couple of hundred. And we're going to demand and explain to this university that a Bible, a Gideon Bible, in a hotel, even a state-owned hotel, is not a constitutional crisis. And by the way, you can join us in that fight at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Kim's calling from Plano, Texas. Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
You know, I have listened and listened over the course of years, and yep, there's always so much defense, if you will,
right,
that we are going to go in and we're going to now allow this nationality. We're going to, you know, everything's going to be free and open, and it's,
yep,
it's a craziness. And I cannot understand any university who would do this.
Well, let me tell you what it is. I mean, Kim, this is what it is. These universities have knee-jerk reactions to a complaint. By the way, it wasn't from a student. Did you notice that? Who made the complaint? Annie Geller, who found the Northern Illinois University hotel room she was staying at, probably as a guest of the university, she found the Bible. Jordan, there's not an outcry of student complaints here. And by the way, those students are adults at a college campus. But this is nevertheless, this is what she's doing.
That's right. This comes down to the head of Freedom From Religion Foundation, the two heads of the organization,
right,
both personally complaining while they were invited to the school to speak to a student group. They have no issues exercising their freedom of speech there to be able to express their views. But you see, they go around looking for problems and they try to create a problem when there isn't one. And so, again, it's treating people as if something like a Gideon's Bible is going to cause problems, and it makes people uncomfortable. It's in a drawer, basically hidden away, and that's too much. You know, so they go searching, looking for it so that they can, as they say, complain about it and hopefully try to get a school or university to change its policy.
Which they did here. Joel's calling from Maryland on line six. Maryland, the site of the Brandenburg Cross, the Victory Cross, which was successfully held as constitutional yesterday by a federal court. That was a good victory there. I know our friends at the Liberty Institute were heavily involved in that case. Joel, go ahead.
Hey, you know, I heard you said about the NIU having the Bible taken out. It's just ridiculous to me. You know, these people, as of like the head of Freedom From Religion, she doesn't even know what the Bible is actually saying. You know, she says she reads it. She says she claims that it's offensive towards women. Well, bottom line, the Bible is offensive to everybody because it tells them that they must repent and believe in Jesus Christ. Bottom line, if they don't believe that, then they're offended.
Well, they're offended. Look, she didn't even read it. She's offended just knowing it's there. I mean, Joel, understand, she's offended knowing the Bible is there. That's what's offending her. Appreciate your call. Mark's calling from Tucson, Arizona. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I think what you're doing is fantastic. This is a problem that needs to be fixed and addressed, and I'm glad that you're on it. But my question is, why on the Freedom of Information request to these schools, why haven't you sent that yet?
We just got involved in it today. So that's going out today. The Freedom of Information Act request goes out today. That'll give us the background on what happened. We're also working up a demand letter at the same time. That's why we have the petition that's up. And when you hear the bite I'm about to play, calling the Bible obnoxious, okay? Now, I want you to take a listen to this. This is Annie Geller, the co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, number 7.
And, of course, it's obnoxious for private hotels to have Gideon Bibles in their rooms because we pay a lot of money to be guests at these hotels, and they're telling us that we need to have.
So she's saying it's obnoxious to have a private hotel have a Gideon Bible in the room because they pay a lot of money to the guests to stay in those hotels, and they should be Bible free. Read the rest.
Read a Bible, and they're telling non-believers that we should read this Bible that says we should be killed, and women to read a Bible that says they're inferior. But when it becomes, when it's part of a public university, then that's also a state church issue.
All right, here's what I want everybody to do. The obnoxious Gideon Bible, all right? That's what this is. That's what they're saying. We got to fight back. Here's what I want you to do. We've got a petition up at ACLJ.org. We have over 100,000 signatures, over 101,000, I should say. Don't ban the Bible, defend it. It's that simple. You'll be part of the demand letter that we send to Northern Illinois University. Here's what I need everybody to do. I need it. Obviously, you're in Illinois. We want that. But all 50 states represented here. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So you could sign the petition at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And I urge you that are watching this program or listening to this broadcast, do it right now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. First 30 minutes of the broadcast is gone already. We're here for another 30 minutes. SiriusXM, you're getting the full hour. Go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming the audio there. Of course, on Facebook and Periscope, you're getting the broadcast for the next hour. A lot more ahead, so stay tuned. We'll be back with more in a moment. You can take it.
Once again, angry atheists want to eliminate religious speech. This time, the focus is on the Bible. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is demanding that the Bible be banned from university hotel rooms. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now. Add your name to a letter going to universities, a letter that spells out the truth. The Constitution protects religious speech. Don't ban the Bible. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
secular band, Hold Your Head Up, which we're going to do. By the way, the Brandenburg Victory Cross in Maryland was held constitutional yesterday by a U.S. District Court judge in Maryland, who was also an appointee of President Obama. And the court in that case said that the posting of the cross, which has been there since 1922, did not violate the Constitution. In fact, there was a legitimate secular purpose. No doubt, she said, there's a religious purpose, and it conveys a symbol, but also that the Latin cross, as she said, I'm reading the quote from a memo that we put together, although a Latin cross is undeniably a religious symbol, the fact that the monument conveys some religious meaning does not cast doubt on the government's valid secular purpose. What is that secular purpose? Honoring the fallen soldiers is a legitimate secular purpose. So a nice win there. It's going to go up to the Court of Appeals. We'll file an amicus brief, and we'll get you involved in that when that goes up. But that's from the American Humanist Association. Their friends, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, was successful in getting Northern Illinois University to cave in a day for having Gideon Bibles in the school-owned hotel. And we got a call from Illinois right now. Mary Ellen's on line four. Hi, Mary Ellen.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Jay. I just wanted to make a couple points. When I was in college, the English professor I had had us read pieces from the Bible because she said it was a literary piece and the most well-read book in the world.
Right.
And the other thing is, if I'm out traveling, I don't always, you know, have room to be lugging my big Bible with me. And I look for a Bible to be a source of comfort for me when I'm traveling.
Right. And they don't want it to even be in the same room. I mean, Jordan, they're what's the classic offended observer. Knowing the Bible is in there, no one's compelling anybody to read it, but knowing it's there is what's got this group so out of joint. Knowing it's there.
Yeah, I mean, they're searching for things that upset them and looking for something to complain about. I think that's what's so off-putting for this group and why they're different than most everyday atheists or agnostics in America who are just not that. They're not activists, they're not angry, and they're not looking for ways to be offended. They're firm in their beliefs, and they're allowed to have those beliefs, and no one's trying to stop them, but at the same time, they're not looking for trouble. They're not complaining about Christmas displays during the holiday season or menorahs during Hanukkah.
Right.
But this group does. They go and look for something to complain about. That's their reason for existence. And it ultimately gets to trying to erase the Judeo-Christian heritage of our country. It's not just Gideon's Bibles. You know, it's our Pledge of Allegiance. It's the National Day of Prayer. All of those have been challenged by the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
So Christina in Facebook writes, we have freedom of religion, not from religion. Correct. Deborah on Facebook writes, I refuse to stay at hotels that do not have the Gideon Bible. I say good for you, Deborah. Catherine on Facebook says, next they will try to take down every cross in Arlington. The truth is, they've already tried to do that. They file complaints about that. They don't want the cross. They don't want the Star of David. They want no religious symbolism at the national burial place for our armed services. That's how serious this is. Clint is calling from Colorado on line two. Hi, Clint.
I find it ironic in my travels around my area, many owners and or managers of hotels, and they're 2 to 3 star hotels, are immigrants. And their assumed background would be opposed to Christianity. Every one of those places allows a Gideon Bible. I read it every morning before I get to where I need to be.
Well, you know what the truth is, Clint? You and a lot of and millions of other people, the Gideons have had an incredible outreach on this, and it's a shame that the Northern Illinois University caved. But their battle has just begun because now we're engaged, and we're going to engage this in a very, very serious way. And I'm going to tell you how serious. Freedom of Information Act requests going up. We're going to fight back. We're going to win this. Because this is just an intimidation technique, pure and simple. Hey, we're taking a break. We're coming up. We'll be taking more of your calls at 800-684-3110. But you can sign on to our Defend the Bible, Don't Ban It petition that's up. Over 101,000 signatures so far. And I will tell you this, that I think the thing to do here, folks, and I really encourage you to do this, go to ACLJ.org. And if you're listening to the broadcast now on SiriusXM or whatever station's carrying it, or if you're listening to a tape delayed, or if you're on Facebook or Periscope, do the same thing. Go over to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 and sign that petition now. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Defend the Bible. Don't ban it. It seems had broken
his dreams. Once again, angry atheists want to eliminate religious speech. This time, the focus is on the Bible. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is demanding that the Bible be banned from university hotel rooms. That's right. Bibles donated by a Christian group are being targeted, actually banned from universities in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Iowa. The angry atheists call the Bible, quote, obnoxious, and make a false claim that the placement of Bibles in university hotel rooms is unconstitutional. Nothing could be further from the truth. These extremists are both legally and constitutionally wrong. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now. Add your name to a letter going to universities, a letter that spells out the truth. The Constitution protects religious speech. Don't ban the Bible. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom, under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come.
Good pick by Joe. Great statement by Russell on Facebook. Maybe they'll want to change the lyrics in the Beatles song Rocky Raccoon. I got to get the band to do that. We need to have that in the staple as these cases kind of. It was Will's idea? Okay. Good idea. Good call on that one. I'm sure we'll play that on the outro. We're going to go grab these calls really quick. Mike, you've been holding a long time here, so I'm sending you our book, Undemocratic. But go ahead, Mike.
Hi. The Bible is something that I've been in hotels, and sometimes
sure.
I've been, when I get to these hotels, I look for the Bible, and it's been so soothing, because when you're away in business, you're basically kind of lonely. And these people that want to terminate religion have no clue and probably have never yep. studied the Bible.
Well, it's interesting, Howard, Mike, because Howard from Facebook just put in, and this is interesting, says, I'm an atheist, but I don't mind having a Gideon Bible in my hotel room. So I think, you know, sensible people, Jordan, that don't share our worldview or our faith would understand that banning the Bible is not the way to go. And Mike, you're right. I'm glad you called in, because a lot of people find solace in having those Bibles available in those hotel rooms. I know a lot of truckers that are listening on Sirius XM. You all do that. You tell us that all the time. But go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, that's right. And so for the most part, this is not the average American citizen, even yep. those who may not have faith or even espouse that they are an atheist or agnostic, yep. that it's not, they just don't go looking for it. And you know, it's not as if you're going into these hotels and there's a giant Bible sitting out for you. It's something, you know, it's in the drawers. Most Americans know that's kind of, it's been part of the Gideon's legacy in
right.
the United States of America.
They've done a great
job.
But
you see, this group goes around looking for potential lawsuits, places to complain, and they try to find friendly voices. So you don't know exactly about the makeup of who they got to at the Northern Illinois University.
Right.
But you can imagine that at a college campus, they may find more support than they would in everyday America.
Now, that's a really good point. And this is just such an unbelievable overreaction. Richard from Chicago. Hey, Richard, I'm sending you Undemocratic as well. You've held on a long time. Go ahead.
Yes, I was talking to someone a few years back, and he told me he was an evolutionist. And I told him, I said, in other words, you're an atheist. He said, no, sir, I am not an atheist. I said, well, how can you be an atheist? How can you say you're not an atheist if you don't believe in any supreme being, you don't believe in any religion, heaven or hell? He told me that atheism is actually a hate group. They start a lot of trouble. But he said he don't care what any churches do, and that he didn't.
Well, we just had Howard from Facebook say that he's an atheist, but doesn't mind having a Gideon Bible in the hotel room. And I think that's the answer to that. So it's this kind of radical nature of this is that we're dealing with. Scott from Idaho is calling on line 3. Hi, Scott. A lot of Idaho calls today. Hi, Scott.
How's it going?
Good.
I try and listen to your show as much as possible.
Great.
I love your show.
Thanks.
And in all honesty, what's wrong with this country is the fact of everybody stepping away from God.
Well, I said this, Scott. They're treating the Bible like it's asbestos in the ceiling tiles, and it's toxic if you touch it. And that's why we're fighting back on this. And you're right. I mean, this is this kind of general idea that you could get away with this, and this is just okay. And they treat this, Jordan, like it literally is poisonous.
That's right. It's so offensive, the idea that it may even be in the same room. It's so troubling. And you know, so a lot of this is their political view. It's the idea that their goal is to eradicate a Judeo-Christian heritage. The fact that those Gideon's Bibles are in the hotel rooms across America speaks to that Judeo-Christian heritage that forms the basis of our country. That's too much for these groups. And so they'll do everything they can, send every complaint they're able to find in to try and eradicate that heritage. That's their goal. That's their focus, is to strip religion from the public sphere. And even inside, you know, hotel rooms, inside a drawer in a hotel room where you know, you've got a Gideon's Bible tucked away, that's too much for this organization.
Yep. Rick's calling on line 2. Hey, Rick.
Hello. How are you doing, Jay?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just had a comment. You know, why don't we just give them their way and take the Bibles out of the drawers and instead put a big sign up at the reception desk stating that if you are a Christian and you would like a Bible, ask us. We have one for you.
Because they would say that sign is offensive. I'm not kidding, Rick. And I don't think we should back down one inch from this. But they would think that sign itself is offensive. And that's the problem. And that's why we're fighting back so aggressively. Damien's calling from North Dakota on line 4. The cold states are calling us today. Hey, Damien.
Hi, Jay, Jordan. God bless you in your endeavor.
Thanks.
To use your talents to combat this craziness that goes on in
yep.
the country. Hey, I wanted to ask this organization with Ann Geller and the Freedom from Religion.
Yep.
Are they primarily targeting Christians? Jordan,
yes, you, Jordan, they have never gone after these are groups that have a Bible warning sticker, and they never do that with the Quran, right, Jordan?
Yeah, they don't sell a Quran warning sticker. They don't go after the Eastern religions. It's a full-on focus on the Christian faith, Judeo-Christian heritage.
Yeah, they go after the menorahs. They go up to the Stars of David, right.
That's right. So it's about the Judeo-Christian heritage, but they have a specific they despise specifically the Christian faith in America. That's their focus. Those are their targets. It's the Christian symbols. It's the war memorials. It's under God and the pledge of Judeo-Christian heritage that they try to deny. And so Bible verses on memorials across the country and monuments across the country. And so their idea is to go in and have those removed. And these small victories, we can't just shrug our shoulders about this victory that they'll try to claim at the Northern Illinois University, because you could see how, unfortunately, in America's universities, there could be a wave like that where they'd say, okay, fine, you know, we'll take this out, because everything's gotten so politically correct. I mean, it's happening right now on college campuses, that if anyone complains about it, that has to go. And so that they're seizing on that moment.
Let me play for you Dan Barker's comments. Follows up this exactly. Listen, number 14.
Most of us atheists are happy that there's no purpose of life, because if there were a purpose of life, that would cheapen life. We would be secondary. We would be servants or slaves, like the Bible says, to submit. And if you look at the postures of prayer, the head is bowed, you're kneeled down, the hands are shackled together before the slave master. But the fact that there's no purpose of life, which is good, it's really good news, doesn't mean there's no purpose in life.
No purpose of life, but that doesn't mean there's no purpose in life. These people are in a, you know, this is some worldview. Edwin on Facebook says, and again, college is listening to the atheists, and that's precisely why we're fighting back, Ed. Edwin, is because of that, and because they, you know, this school just caved. Mary on Facebook writes, "We're coming to a time when you'll have to have the Word of God memorized. They may outlaw the Bible someday." Well, they, you know, these groups are trying to. I still say, and we won. Look, we won the cross case, which is a win for religious liberty, was won with a President Obama-appointed judge who recognized that the cross symbol at Brandenburg, the Victory Cross, was honoring our veterans. So I think we win these at the end of the day. Jody on Facebook says, how sad that they feel their life purpose is to remove Bibles from hotels. They said, remember, this is what Dan Barker just said, but the fact that there is no life purpose, they don't have one, is good. It's really good news, he says. It doesn't mean there's no purpose in life. Let's go to Linda calling from California. Hi, Linda.
Wait.
Hey.
Hi, Jay. Thanks so much.
Sure.
Yeah, I have a different idea for what we might start doing with all these people.
Okay.
Just turn it around on them and say, well, if you don't believe in it, what are you afraid of?
That's what I've said. I mean, they're so shallow in their beliefs that they can't tolerate, forget reading the Bible for them. There's no mandated reading of the Bible. They are so shallow in their beliefs that they don't want the presence of a Bible in the hotel room. That's how they view it. Tommy's calling from Washington State. Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
Real quick kind of comment question. Doesn't a newly elected U.S. president place his hand on the Bible as he's taking his oath of office?
Absolutely.
And what about Bibles in courtrooms?
Of course.
Witnesses
swear the witnesses in. Absolutely correct. Part of our tradition since the founding of our country. So this is, again, and the Gideons have done a great job, as Jordan said, but this is the overreaction. Jerry calling from Wisconsin on 5. Hey, Jerry.
Yes. What are you doing about Wisconsin and Iowa? Are you sending them letters, too? And
I know they caved in Wisconsin. They caved in Iowa, and we're going to do the same thing. Freedom of Information Act requests will go out, and that's how we'll fight back. And, Jordan, what's happened here is these were kind of stealth. Normally, there's a lot of fanfare about these before. These were done within 24 hours, so before anybody knew about it, these Bibles were removed.
That's right. So that the complaint process directly to the school, they didn't send out a lot of press releases until after the fact. And so it was done very quickly. I think they found a friendly ear within this school, someone who was sympathetic to their views, and they go out and you can see where they kind of have these victories.
Yep.
You know, it's the typical place you can imagine, the liberal college campus and kind of where they're headquartered, places like Madison, Wisconsin, where they file a lot of their lawsuits. And you know, but they'll come after, you know, small town, big city, wherever you are, they are searching out to file these lawsuits, to find these complaints, and to make these threats. Oftentimes, it's the threat.
Just the threat. Go to ACLJ.org, sign our petition, don't ban the Bible, protect it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And I urge you to make that call right now. And become part of the team here as we send these Freedom of Information Act requests coming out. We're going to be joined by Victor Marks in just a moment. He is a former U.S. Marine, sought-after speaker. He is also the founding director of a nonprofit organization, All Things Possible, which works on the global issues involving children that are put in these horrible situations with ISIS and these other groups. You're going to want to stay tuned for this. A lot more ahead.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. Once again, angry atheists want to eliminate religious speech. This time, the focus is on the Bible. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is demanding that the Bible be banned from university hotel rooms. That's right, Bibles donated by a Christian group are being targeted, actually banned from universities in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Iowa. The angry atheists call the Bible, quote, obnoxious, and make a false claim that the placement of Bibles in university hotel rooms is unconstitutional. Nothing could be further from the truth. These extremists are both legally and constitutionally wrong. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now. Add your name to a letter going to universities, a letter that spells out the truth. The Constitution protects religious speech. Don't ban the Bible. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
from the It's a Great Bread classic song, and we're going to be the band will be performing tonight, by the way, on Facebook and Periscope as we prepare a Christmas special. So it'll be Christmas music. You could watch that tonight about 8 o'clock on Facebook and Periscope. Joining us right now is Victor Marx, who is the president and founder of a great organization called All Things Possible Ministries. Victor is a former U.S. Marine. He's a filmmaker. He heads up this nonprofit, All Things Possible, works around the globe. Victor, why don't you lay out for our audience exactly what your organization is doing?
Thanks, Jay. Great to be here with you both. You know, we started out reaching troubled and abused youth around the country and youth prisons, and then it really expanded to trafficked youth, and then it went global to the point of this time last year, I was in the backside of Burma in the jungles for 30 days, and
yep.
And then this year already, we've been in Iraq twice, reaching girls and kids that have been affected, meaning captive, by ISIS, helping them with the trauma that they faced.
Will you explain to everybody, I think this is really important, as we've been talking about ISIS last week on the broadcast and kind of the global terrorism situation, but where no one's talking about in real detail here, the impact this is having on the kids. I mean, we mention it, but we talk about the beheadings, we talk about women being sold into sex slavery, which all is unbelievably awful. And that we haven't crushed ISIS yet is inexcusable. But let's talk about the impact on the children.
Yeah, you know, when you go there in a refugee camp or where they're at, to look into the eyes of a girl and to see that all hope is lost because the number of times she's been raped and that she desires death more than life at this point, that's something that changes a person. And you know, I wish Americans could see, especially Christian Americans, firsthand the reality and manifestation of evil there. But in the opportunity to be there with and help, bringing God's love to them, helping them emotionally understand yep. that, you know, hey, you're going to get through this. The rest of your story isn't over. And even to hear girls say, I want what's in y'all.
Yeah,
because they see hope and they see love. But I mean, last time in, you know, there was an 8-year-old girl that I held who had been just released, that had been gotten back from ISIS by 4 days. And the fact that these girls are no longer even virgins in their own culture.
Yeah.
I mean, it's double indemnity against them. So
yeah,
it's a great opportunity though. For us to reach out and show them the love of God.
You know, one of the things that happens, Victor, is as we've been talking about the situation with ISIS, the impact it's having, the impact it has on minority religions, including Christians, Muslims that don't agree with them, but focusing on the children for a moment. Let's talk about what you do when you have, so you're there in Iraq and you find these kids. What do you do?
Well, you know what? There's no magic, you know, unbelievable potion for it. Just showing them love.
Yeah.
Helping them in their point of need. One girl, we walked into her tent, and she's been burned so bad as a result of them having to flee from ISIS, and this you know, pot blew up, and the oil was all over it. She's burned. And her father's fanning with a hand towel flies off of her.
Yeah.
I walk in, and they show me a picture of her 3 months earlier. Beautiful teenage girl. I mean, she would be in any high school here. And then here she's burned. The first thing I just said is, I can see you. I still see you, and you're beautiful. And then I just asked him, what do we need to do to help? And obviously they're living in a refugee camp. They have no money to get surgery. So, you know, I said, I tell you what, you tell me how much you need. We contacted people back in the States through Facebook and said, there's a need. We came back the next day and laid money down on this little dirt floor and said, now you can get the surgeries.
What is the best? What's the best website for people to go to?
VictorMarx.com. Just VictorMarx.com.
Okay. And we encourage you to support that work. Jordan, I know you've got a question for Victor.
Yeah, just I think to explain to people the kind of humanitarian crisis that are going on the ground, you know, you talked about with ISIS, but it's happening all over the world. And so you talked about Burma as well. Could you explain to people also some of the other work where the ministry is? You talked about being in the jungle for, 30 days. So to talk to people about that as well.
You know, Free Burma Rangers is one of our strategic partners. and they're in there doing the work day in, day out. I mean, they're there right now. I'll get a satellite call or an email from them. And, you know, the Burmese army can still operate completely without recourse to destroy villages, to rape, to burn people. And, I mean, there were two missionary girls who had gone into this region, living out of a little hut, telling people about the love of God. A small unit of the Burmese army came in. They took turns raping them and then stomped them to death with their boots. And, you know, our group was able, Free Burma Rangers were able to take pictures and send this intel out. I mean, here it is. And what we find is a lot of Christians, they want to turn a blind eye. They don't want to face the reality of what's going on. And although that seems extreme, I can tell you on a broad basis, the evil that's being carried out, it's a norm. And I would say this, we have a video on YouTube and on our social media where I give America a warning. And the deal is, it's not if trouble is coming, it's when. Right now, there's over 900 open cases the FBI is doing currently on ISIS or Daesh here in the United States. So this is not to make people paranoid. It's just to be prepared. And then from a spiritual point of view, it is the greatest opportunity we have to actually engage Muslims, moderate Muslims, through friendship, through the love of God, to actually keep them from being, you know, radicalized.
Victor, let me ask you this as we close the segment out here. What is the greatest need of your ministry right now, and what can people do to help?
You know what? Thank you. We have several projects, but I'd say one, and this is this is just the truth. We need people praying for us.
Yeah.
So they can go and they can sign up on our email list, because what we do a lot of time is live, real time. We need people praying. But we are putting together warm clothes and a food shipment for Northern Iraq up in Mount Sinjar, because there's about 8,000 families and kids up on the rock. And I've been there. I mean, I've been so close I could see ISIS's black flag.
Yep.
But we just had, again, an associate team there. If people go, they're able to help with that. Just victormarks.com. That really will help us meet a need immediately.
All right, Victor, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it. I'm going to encourage our listening audience to go to victormarks.com. That's victormarx.com. And donate and support the worthy efforts that are going on to reach out to those in a real crisis. We talk about the Syrian refugee crisis. These are people in crisis in the region as well. And Victor's team's doing a great job in very, very difficult spots. As I said, Victor's a former Special Ops Marine himself and has done a great job. So we encourage people to go again, victormarks.com. Victor, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks so much for what y'all do.
Very good. All right, folks, here's what we're going to do. As I said, on SiriusXM, we're about to go off in about 40 seconds here, but go over to Facebook or Periscope. I'm going to do another segment here for you. We're going to do an after show, so we encourage you to do that. Again, sign on to our petition that is up, Defend the Bible, Don't Ban It. You can do that at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And let me tell you what we're going to do here. So if you're on Facebook and Periscope and you'll be able to stay with us, call us right now. That's a great way to do it. And we'll get you up on the air. And that's 1-800-684-3110. Everybody else, have a great day. Sign that petition at ACLJ.org.
The time is now. We must be strong.
Once again, angry atheists want to eliminate religious speech. This time, the focus is on the Bible. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is demanding that the Bible be banned from university hotel rooms. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now. Add your name to a letter going to universities, a letter that spells out the truth. The Constitution protects religious speech. Don't ban the Bible. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.